Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters. And the first movie is Terminator Genisys. Just when they thought they had saved the world and all was well, the bad guys made another move and Sarah Connor's in trouble again. This time the bad guys are trickier and tougher, and of course Arnold Schwarzenegger has to come to the rescue.
My whole life I prepared my son to lead humanity in the fight against the machines.
The machines tried to rig the game.
Send a Terminator back to the time before the war to kill my mother.
Let me save her.
Whatever they did to John, we need a reversal.
We are humanity's last hope.
So by now, we know that messing with that pesky time continuum thing, it's unpredictable and brings nothing but unexpected consequences. And this time, it brings a whole lot more trouble, trials, and tribulations, which means tons of action, bad guys with serious skills, and best of all, some serious girl power. Clearly, Arnold has figured out by now that you get way more than you bargained for if you mess with the wrong girl, or at least I hope he has. So he really brings it and makes the bad guys think twice about the brilliant plan, makes them question the wisdom of destroying the world, and makes them rue the day they ever met the Terminator. Yes, there are some that say enough is enough, let bygones be bygones, know when to say when and all of that, but for me, I say I'm glad he's back. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Terminator Genisys is a green light. Now into a movie way more serious, it's me and Earl and the dying girl. Well, high school is hard enough as it is. So when Greg's mom forces him to go spend the day with a girl with leukemia, absolutely everything changes for everybody forever.
This is the story of my senior year of high school and how it destroyed my life.
Rachel Kushner has been dying. Diagnosed with leukemia.
I don't need your stupid pity.
I'm not here because I pity you. I'm actually here because my mom is making me.
I'm so tired of you treating this girl like she a burden. Because somebody actually cares about you, her life is over after this.
This is one of those movies that's deceptively brilliant. Sure, yeah, the subject is a super downer and depressingly sad, but it's way more than that. In a masterfully clever way, it's mesmerizing, it's quirky, and it's real. It shows the exceptionalism of humanity, the vulnerability of our hearts, and our staggering ability for compassion. But of course, all that comes with some serious lessons in priority, selflessness, and love. In a world so seemingly messed up with people out for themselves, a little reminder of what's really important in life is a good thing. It's not bad to have friends, it's not bad to show you care, and it's not bad to eat what others cook for you. Except for those special chocolate chip cookies, if you know what I mean. But when it's all said and done, just do the right thing. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, me and Earl and the Dying Girl is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.